Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Donald Trump to be sworn in as 47th President of the United States tonight. World Economic Forum annual meeting begins at Davos in Switzerland. WEF President Borger Brender forecasts 7-8% GDP growth for India. Gig workers to be brought under Social Security soon, says Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia. Sialdah Court in Kolkata sentences convict Sanjay Roy to life imprisonment in RJ Kaur rape and murder case. Campaigning gains momentum for Delhi Assembly elections. And in Women's Hockey India League, JSW Surma Hockey Club beats Delhi SG Pipers 5-1 in Ranchi. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 47th President of the United States tonight. The presidential oath will be administered by Chief Justice John Roberts at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. As part of the official transfer of power, Mr. Trump will deliver his inaugural address during the swearing-in ceremony. Ahead of the ceremony, the 78-year-old Trump addressed a victory rally in Washington, D.C. last night, where he promised to act with historic speed to address every crisis facing the United States.
We're going to be using our emergency powers to allow countries and entrepreneurs and people with a lot of money build big plants, AI plants. We need double the energy that we already have, and it's going to end up being more than that. We're going to slash environmental regulations that are really put in there in order to stop progress in this country. We're going to also slash something else, the waste in our bloated federal bureaucracy. We will create the new Department of Government Efficiency.
J.D. Vance will take oath as the Vice President. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will represent India at the event. The ceremony will be attended by several foreign leaders and business leaders. Meanwhile, the outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden today issued preemptive pardons for General Mark Milley, Dr. Anthony Fauci and members of the Congress who served on the committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. Mr. Biden used his extraordinary executive prerogative as a shield against any probable action by his incoming successor. The 55th World Economic Forum, WEF, annual meeting began today at Davos in Switzerland. The five-day WEF meeting will explore how to relaunch growth, harness new technologies and strengthen social and economic resilience. The global meeting will be attended by close to 3,000 leaders from over 130 countries, including 350 governmental leaders. India is being represented by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary. During the five-day event, India's model of inclusive growth and digital revolution will be highlighted. Talking to an Indian television channel in Switzerland's Davos, WEF President and CEO Borger Brender forecast a 7-8% GDP growth for India on the back of higher investments driven by economic reforms.
India has a great potential. There is no reason why India cannot do 7-8%, provided that there are reforms when it comes to investments in infrastructure, reforms in investing in education and R&D. We do expect that in a few years, India will be 20% of the overall global growth. That is quite incredible.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that the government's strides in the toy manufacturing sector have boosted the government's quest for Atmanirbharta and popularized traditions and enterprise. Responding to a post shared by Mann Ki Baat Updates, Mr. Modi mentioned that during one of the Mann Ki Baat episodes, he had talked about boosting toy manufacturing powered by collective efforts across India. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said the Labour Board will soon bring gig workers under Social Security. Dr. Mandavia made this statement after inaugurating the two-day international seminar on formalization and social security coverage for workers in the informal sector in New Delhi. He said the social security for workers without any kind of discrimination is the priority of the government.
Gig workers आज देश और दुनिया के लिए एक न्यू वर्कफोर्स है उसको हम कैसे सोशल सिक्योरिटी दे हमने हमारे लेबर कोड में गिग वर्कर्स के लिए और गिग वर्कर्स की डिफिनेशन भी आइडेंटिफाई करी है और शॉर्ट टाइम में ही हम गिग वर्कर्स को सोशल सिक्योरिटी के अंदर लेके आएंगे जो देश में आज 7 और 8 मिलियन से अबव उसकी संख्या हो चुकी है जो सेक्टर में नया सेक्टर है राइजिंग सेक्टर है सनराइजिंग सेक्टर है उसको भी आइडेंटिफाई करके इस सेक्टर में काम करने के लिए भी भारत ने ऑलरेडी पहल चालू कर दी है
Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Labour and Employment Secretary Sumita Daura spoke about how the seminar delves into the prospect of bringing India's 600 million workforce under the various provisions of social security.
सोशल सिक्योरिटी फॉर इनफॉर्मल वर्कर इंडिया के अंदर जो 640 मिलियन वर्कफोर्स है उसके अंदर जो हमारे इनफॉर्मल वर्कर्स हैं उनको कैसे हम हेल्थ कवरेज लाइफ इंश्योरेंस कवरेज सिकनेस हो तो उसका कैसे उनको कवरेज मिले इसी तरह एक्सीडेंट बेनिफिट कवरेज ये सब कैसे हम सोशल सिक्योरिटी इनको दें तो ये सब चर्चा है कि हम सभी देश अपने प्रोग्राम्स को सोशल सिक्योरिटी के लिए कैसे और इफेक्टिव बनाएं
Talking to the media, International Social Security Association President Dr. Mohammad Azman highlighted India's progress through the eShram program in bringing 90% of the informal sector under a database.
India has already taken a step ahead by having the eShram program, which I believe about 90% of the informal sector is already within the database, within the system. We would also like to get India to share with some other 16 countries which are present, and we hope we can also share the latest progress on how ISA can assist India and some other countries looking at improvement of this social protection for the informal sector.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said the youth are the asset of the country who will contribute to nation building and prosperity. Addressing the NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 in Delhi, Mr. Singh said the cadets contribute to nation building through the qualities of leadership, discipline, ambition and patriotism.
आप एनसीसी में अपनी सेवा के दौरान न सिर्फ डिसिप्लिन भी होते हैं बल्कि आप देश और समाज की सेवा करना सीखते हैं आपके अंदर एक स्पार्क होता है लीडरशिप क्वालिटी डेवलप होती है आपके अंदर देश सेवा का एक जज्बा होता है आपके अंदर कुछ कर गुजरने की एक स्ट्रांग विल पावर होती है ये सारे वैल्यूज किसी भी इंसान को जिंदगी में कुछ करने के लिए बहुत ही आवश्यक होते हैं
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. A sessions court in Kolkata's Shialdah has sentenced convict Sanjay Roy to life imprisonment in the Arjikar rape and murder case. Sessions Judge Anirban Das also held that the state government will have to pay the victim's family compensation of 17 lakh rupees. Sanjay was declared guilty in the case by the court on Saturday. The body of the postgraduate trainee doctor was recovered from a seminar hall of the Arjikar Medical College on the 9th of August last year. Sanjay was arrested by the Kolkata police on the 10th of August. Later, he was handed over to the CBI, which charge-sheeted him in the case. The National Commission for Women has welcomed the judgment. In a statement, the commission said this conviction will instill a sense of justice in society and remind everyone that such crimes will not go unpunished. Two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Garibabgand district today. The bodies of the slain Maoists have been recovered from the spot. A jawan of the Cobra Battalion was injured in the encounter. Today was the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the Delhi Assembly polls. The campaign for the 70-member Assembly has gained momentum. Candidates and star campaigners from different political parties are holding roadshows, rallies, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns in the city. Aam Aadmi Party's national convener Arvind Kejriwal today held rallies in Vishwasnagar and Krishnanagar assembly constituencies in favour of their candidates. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi also held a door-to-door campaign in her assembly constituency, Kalkaji. BJP Delhi President Virendra Sachdeva today held an organisational meeting with all its party candidates to boost the campaign for the polls. Party MP Basuri Swaraj today inaugurated the election office of the party in the Greater Kailash area. Congress candidate from Kalkaji Alka Lamba held a door-to-door campaign in her constituency. Party candidate from the Madipur Assembly constituency, J.P. Pawar, also held public meetings. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting will take place on the 8th of February. Akashvani News brings you a special series in view of the Delhi Assembly elections, and today we take a look at the New Delhi Assembly constituency.
In the heart of the national capital, New Delhi Assembly constituency stands as a key battleground in the Delhi Assembly elections, with its outcome set to influence the broader political landscape of the city. Former Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party Supremo Arvind Kejriwal is again in the political battlefield in this seat against BJP's Parvesh Verma, son of former Delhi CM Sahib Singh Verma, and Sandeep Dixit of Congress, who is son of former CM Sheila Dixit. The seat is set to witness the highest number of contenders after the scrutiny of the nominations. The constituency is surrounded by VVIP areas like Rashtrapati Bhavan, Prime Minister's residence, Supreme Court, and majority of central government offices. Pollution, parking, waterlogging during monsoon are the major issues of the residents of this seat. The race in this seat not only tests the leadership of Arvind Kejriwal, who had to leave the CM post on alleged leaker scam, but also the ability of sons of two former CMs and former MPs Parvesh Verma and Sandeep Dixit to carve out their larger space in Delhi politics. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Now news from the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. The government has made robust arrangements for fire safety during the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Our correspondent reports that the Mela area, which attracts lakhs of Kalpavasis and crores of devotees, has been equipped with an extensive fire safety infrastructure.
A total of 50 fire stations and 20 fire posts have been set up throughout the Mahakumbh Mela area. Additionally, 4,300 fire hydrants have been strategically deployed to tackle any emergency. More than 350 firefighting vehicles of various types and over 2,000 trained personnel have been stationed across the Mahakumbh. Each akhara's tents have also been equipped with fire safety measures. Director General, Fire and Emergency Services, Avinash Chandra said, in the entire Mahakumbh area, fire safety has been taken with great sincerity.
एक फायर स्टेशन का क्षेत्र 800 स्क्वायर मीटर के आसपास है यानी अगर मध्य में फायर स्टेशन हो तो एक फायर स्टेशन की गाड़ी को ट्रेवल करने में इतनी भीड़ भाड़ में भी 3 से 4 मिनट से कम लगेगा मतलब हमारा रिस्पांस टाइम 3 मिनट के आसपास है और ये जितने भी मॉक ड्रिल रिहर्सल्स हुए हैं हम लोग का रिस्पॉन्स टाइम जो है बहुत अच्छा था सबने इसकी सराहना की है
Government's proactive preparations and swift action has averted a fire at Mahakumbh Mela area yesterday. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
On to sports in the women's hockey in Delhi. JSW Surma Hockey Club defeated Delhi ST Pipers 5-1 this evening in Ranchi. With this win, Surma Hockey Club climbed to number one with 9 points among 4 teams playing the league, followed by Odisha Warriors having 8 points. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Donald Trump to be sworn in as the 47th President of the United States tonight. World Economic Forum annual meeting begins at Davos in Switzerland. WEF President Borger Brenda forecasts 7-8% GDP growth for India. Gig workers to be brought under Social Security soon, says Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia. Shialda Court in Kolkata sentences convict Sanjay Roy to life imprisonment in Arjikar rape and murder case. Campaigning gains momentum for Delhi Assembly elections. And in women's hockey in Delhi, JSW Surma Hockey Club beats Delhi ST Pipers 5-1 in Ranchi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.